Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Now, we got the anti-faxers on the run tonight. So, yes, we do. Welcome, my friends, one and all. Super Don's here. We got Matt on the board, and we got Mike Adams, the health ranger, going to be joining us with some major announcements from foodrising.org, bringing the food, the power to grow, back to you where it belongs. And then, an hour with my favorite, Jeffrey Smith, taking on the GMO baddies and talking about the tipping point and how much power you have to be that tipping point. We got a great show tonight, Super Don, and my voice is almost gone. It's here still.
Almost. Did you have a good birthday yesterday?
Man, it was just supercharged thanks to you, my friend, and had a great time. The organic cheesecake was just rocking it out of the park. My son even took some extras to school with him today to give to his teachers and one of his friends. And two of the teachers said it was the best cheesecake they ever had. And his friend says, wow, it doesn't taste like cardboard like the one from the grocery store.
Well, duh.
Yeah, exactly. But
right?
We're still digging on it. I think I'm paying a little bit of price for it. It's a combination, Super Don. I've been on the go so long, so furiously, that I realize I don't have to travel till like next week.
Wow. Late next week. So it's like an extended vacation for you.
It feels like it. So in that context, I think my body is going, okay, now you got to recover.
Good.
So we got to take it easy.
Good.
Yeah. So let's go after those anti-faxers.
Yeah. You know, listen, people like that. It is an appropriate term. It describes it well.
Yep.
They are anti-fact. Thanks to Sayer G, man. You know, I went through that list of the 200 different peer-reviewed, evidence-based studies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look, I'm sorry. This debate is over, okay? Listen, honestly, it has to be. Because these knuckleheads, for so long, have been going after everybody saying, you're anti-science. Well, you know what? What is anti-science? You know, science is science. You can't say, well, you know, the cherry-picked science is the good science. No. You know what? If you're going to deny that this science exists, then guess what? You're anti-science, too. And not only are you anti-science, but you're a denialist.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't just say that.
And you know what? Not only that, but your science, guess what? It's really the perfect example of what pseudoscience is. You know why?
Why, Super Don?
Well, I mean, what is pseudoscience? You know, pseudoscience is a belief system, right?
Yeah.
Where you try and gain legitimacy, you know, by, you know, like walking around with, you know, your science on your chest, you know, like a big medal, but you're dropping the ball because you're not going by that rigorous, you know, methodology and the standards of evidence and all those things that are supposed to be the marks of true science, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just going with what works for you. But when other science that passes the litmus test that you would throw out there, when that comes along, no. See, that was done in India, and no. That one, they used rats instead of mice. Bull crap. dude. Your science is pseudoscience. You're a denialist. And guess what? You're an anti-factor because you are not willing to even, like, consider that maybe there might be a different perspective. No.
You are on fire, my friend. I'm so glad. I need you to be on fire.
I'm done with this crap. You know, so I dare anybody to come on here and try and tell me that anybody around. It's like that dog story that we were talking about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. You're going to sit here and do ABC7 Chicago investigative team. The dogs are being damaged by vaccines. Well, come on. Tell me something. What do these clinical trials and these tests, don't they use animals, like, you know, for the testing? Okay, so if they're going to use the animals for the testing and the animals are having adverse reactions to vaccines, then doesn't it seem to make sense that if the dogs are having adverse events, that people would be having adverse events too? But ABC7 Chicago, they won't touch the... No.
The puppies
are getting hurt. So everybody, you know, runs around the TV and watches the news report. ABC7 Chicago has no... huevos. I mean,
Say it, Superdog.
They have no balls. I mean, they just don't. And I'm gonna call them on it.
I think you should. And I appreciate that. Oh my god.
I'm getting off my soapbox now. Sorry.
No, it's a great soapbox, and it helps me because, like I said, my throat is on the edge here. But I will point out, medical tyranny is alive and well in your state there in Oregon.
Yes.
As a doctor who is also a state senator, evidently. Is a little hypocritical, and that could be the understatement of the year. She wants medical freedom for herself to say no to certain things, but not you, you peon Oregonians. And so she was being, let's say, questioned and called out, and she didn't particularly like it. Do you know who the guy was that was testifying in this case in Oregon? I'm going to play some audio here real quick, but I don't know who this guy is.
Yes, the guy that was Robert Snee, I believe, he's an attorney from Portland.
Well, let's give a listen to what he has to say, calling out this doctor state senator in Oregon.
Because I believe it's the parents' decision whether to
be. Oh, actually, that was a Georgia representative. I hit the wrong audio clip there.
Oh, yeah.
That was a Georgia representative from the House of Representatives representing Georgia. Loudermilk, who actually came out and admitted that he didn't vaccinate his kids. I wonder what's going to happen to him. We'll get to that if we have time. But let's hear the Oregon trials here.
While researching this issue, I discovered that the American Medical Association's Code of Ethics specifically recognizes that physicians may claim a religious or philosophical reason not to be immunized. AMA Code of Ethics Opinion Number 9.133. If doctors hold the belief that it's ethical to claim a religious or philosophical exemption to vaccines, under what claim of right does the state have the capability of outlawing ethical behavior by its citizens?
You know where he got that from.
Good point.
You know where he got that from? Thanks to Mike Adams of Natural News and what we do here.
That was very cool.
Testifying right there in Oregon because of what was uncovered by Natural News.
Agreed with her record.
Hold on, let me go to the beginning of this next clip because this gets more interesting.
Interestingly enough, in an article that was published in the American Academy of Family Physicians, the sponsor of this bill is quoted as disregarding her treating doctor's advice because, in the paraphrase, I did the research and disagreed with her recommendation. She chose to breastfeed her child despite the medication that she was taking for her condition and despite the risk to her child from that medication.
He right now is calling out that state senator. Because she was on the record, it's known that she disobeyed doctor's orders and said, No.
She did her own research.
And she said, I'm still going to take this medicine. I'm still going to breastfeed my baby. And she doesn't like that this guy is mentioning that.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I have to interrupt.
Yes, please.
My integrity has just been impugned by the witness. And I want to be really clear here, sir.
I'm not
No, sir. Please allow me to respond.
Sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Nothing was impugning her integrity. It was literally calling out the hypocrisy right before her very eyes, and she did not like it one little bit. And she goes on a long litany trying to defend why she did it. I don't even want to play it. It's so disgusting to hear her say that. But Basically, she's like, "Well, I did the research, and I, you know, and I know I'm gonna cut
you have impugned my integrity."
Yeah, with the Millennium 32 space modulator.
That's right.
That breastfeeding is the best thing you can do to protect children from autoimmune diseases. So I would be very grateful if you did not take my decision, my personal decision about my medical care, out of context. Thank you.
See, the thing is, it wasn't out of context. We were supporting. He was supporting her decision by bringing it up. But was he pro-science or anti-science by doing that?
Oh. All right. Please. Remember,
no, mine was science-based.
Ooh, did you hear that?
Oh, I see.
He's throwing the science card out there.
Yes, well, your science said that you are right. But what about our science?
Yeah, what about our ability, or the Oregonians' ability, to say, well, we've looked at the science, too, and we disagree with the doctors as well?
We do not. I will have to ask people to leave if we don't have decorum.
Order.
We do not impugn others. Yeah. All right?
No, my statement was not intended in any manner of impugning or maligning the sponsor of this bill, only pointing out that her right to exercise her informed consent and make a different decision than her treating doctor is the same right that we as citizens are seeking for ourselves.
Bam. Bam. Right there.
That's
and
it.
It's like I said, you've got to witness this, and she's just seething with hypocrisy, so offended that he brought up the fact that she went against doctor's orders based on her ability to read the science, but you peon Oregonians can't do it, so we're going to take away your right to philosophically say, no, I don't want the vaccine for my children. Good for the politicians, but not good for the unwashed masses, again, the unclean masses, as they continue to promote fascist, Nazi-like tactics at denying you the right to defend your children, to protect your children from being harmed medically, being experimented upon medically, much like the Nazi doctors did all those years ago during that thing called the Holocaust. Now, it's very real. Now, is it backfiring, possibly, all of this push? I think it is. I think it is, and I'll mention something on the USA Today in a moment, but I do want to go real quickly before this first break, Super Don, to California, because, of course, that's the epicenter of the Disney measles outbreak. We got a HealthFinder.gov story. Super Don, can you parse these numbers? Tell me, how bad is it? How big has the measles epidemic become?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, real quick.
Let's see.
Uh-huh.
No new cases. Zero.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
You just ruined it.
Oh, but wait. Measles is engulfing the state of California. No. Not
no.
Much.
Zero new cases since the last report. Wait a second. That's destroying our ability to frighten everybody into everybody gets shot no matter what. Or it's internment camp. Is it backfiring? We got a USA Today poll that may indicate that it is. Stick around. Mike Adams, Jeffrey Smith on the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, all the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, also to foodrising.org or responsibletechnology.org as well, as we get Jeffrey Smith on here talking about the GMO tipping point, a major league update, a full hour with Jeffrey Smith coming up, and you will be richly rewarded for listening in. It's fantastic. Also, of course, Mike Adams, bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined to talk about the breakthrough, foodrising.org, getting ready to ship those babies out and bring the power to heal and the power to grow back to you. All right, Super Don, we've got links up as well to the stories that we've covered so far, and some we may not get to today. One of these is the pushback. Is all of this, you know, of course, we just covered the fact that the measles epidemic is exploding in California. No new cases. And in USA Today Opinion wants to know, they ask this question, should vaccines be mandatory? Should there be consequences to opting out? And here is the response. 14,028 total votes. And 2% want to jail parents. 2% want to jail the parents who opt out. 5% want to fine the parents who opt out. 2% want to inform parents instead of jailing them. Thanks to your 2%, right? But a whopping 92% says it's a choice. Basically, parents should have the right to choose. And that's USA Today. That's pro-pharma as you're going to get in the mainstream media. We've got the image up in the show notes if you want to check out the results of that poll. So... Could be backfiring.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. I mean, it's kind of like the Ebola. I mean, you remember everybody was crazy. Oh my God, Ebola! Oh, they're bringing people here. Why don't they leave them there? Blah blah. When was the last time you heard about Ebola at all? I mean, hardly at all in the news. It disappeared. Are we going to see the same thing happen with the measles? Of course we are. You know, this is not an epidemic. This is not, you know, nothing's being engulfed. There's no states that are being swallowed up by the blob or anything. You know, I mean, it was here. People got sick. They tried to make sure that they didn't let a crisis go to waste. Guess what? The bottom line is people can jump up and down and wave their arms and say, oh, you're bad and you need to mandate. You know what? If they try to mandate these vaccines on the American people,
yeah,
it's not going to work.
Nope.
It will not work.
No, you're right. That relates to today's...
Excuse me.
Oh, wait. Question.
I'd like to ask you a few questions.
We do have a question of the day. Let's get right to it. This is from William. He says, I'm a listener for many years of your show. Excellent show. And thank you for truly helping humanity. And pets, too, I might add. I added that. It seems like there's a movement towards mandatory vaccinations. Well, he's been paying attention, William has. And, of course, eliminating individual consent and freedom. He asks this question. Is it possible to patent legally the human body so it has to be respected untouched? Against anybody imposing mandatory vaccines or other issues against the will of we the people.
I understand the logic.
You do. I do too, but it really takes you out of your divinity when you have to start going, legally, I need to do this. Because legal is not the same as lawful. Legal mostly applies to man-made laws or regulations of behavior. You know, for instance, do not pass go, do not collect $200 in the Monopoly game. But it could be, in this case, you know, a speed limit, which is, you know, associated with a regulation of driving, you know, and that, which is a commercial activity, by the way. But I digress. I didn't mean to go there. What I want to say is that you have a birthright. You recognize your divinity. You don't need to go all legal. You need to stay lawful. And the lawful right that you have to not be molested, to not be violated, to not be raped, is something that's rooted in the common law, even though the federal government pretends there is no such thing as common law anymore. And if they attempt to violate your rights, you have the right to defend yourself and your family. Now, I know that might not be popular to say, because what does it mean? It means taking the Michael Badnarik school of, Doc, you bring the syringe, and I'll bring the 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. And that's not me advocating violence. It's me just explaining that you have a right to defend yourself from potentially deadly assault and battery with this, in this case, with a deadly syringe or a syringe with things that could potentially bring about death in your child and has done so in many children and even adults. And we've covered those stories here. So don't worry about patenting your body. Just concern yourself with the concept of consent. And concern yourself with the action of withdrawing that consent. Stop feeding your enslavers, your encaptors, those who would violate your sanctity, your sovereignty, your right to life, liberty, and property. And that property is your body or your children and your children until they are of the age of consent. They can move on. Okay? With that, we're going to move on. Food freedom. Mike Adams and Jeffrey Smith.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, coming up next hour, Jeffrey Smith, an entire hour catching you up on all the GMOs. But right now, our good friend Mike Adams, the health ranger, back from today, foodrising.org, with some major announcements. And I shall say this, Mike, I went to the school to pick up the kids today, and one of the teachers and one of the administrators rushed up to greet me and said, "We got approved! We got approved!" And I knew exactly what they were talking about, but they were ecstatic that they're going to be getting one of these breakthrough inventions that you made in the 3D printable components for growing stuff. This is so cool.
Yeah,
it's great news. We have, as of today, as of actually just this morning, we achieved the funding for 250 systems to be donated to schools all across America. And as of today, I think we have 110 approved donation requests. More requests are coming in. We're going through them. And we will be shipping these systems out the first week of March. And so children all across America are going to be able to experience how to grow their own food using this really revolutionary system based on 3D printed components and a non-electric, or what's called non-circulating hydroponics, which uses no pumps, no complex parts, no electronics, no electricity at all. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I talked to them about it. I was talking to the teacher today about it, and they were just, you know, the big smile on their face. They were so excited to be able to bring this into the students. And, you know, I kind of explained the passion that you have and that I also share in wanting to teach these kids how to do it so we can transform the future. And like I said, they were lit up, and I was just so pleased to see it manifest out in the field, all the work you've been putting into it behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, this has been quite a project. It is extraordinarily difficult to invent new parts from scratch that functions with an automatic water leveling float valve controller that you can print with a 3D printer. Now, see, this is, you know, I with this, I've joined the community called Makers. I'm a maker. Makers are people who create these 3D printable objects and share them with the world. And it's a really amazing, wonderful movement. People who believe in open source revolutions and grassroots sharing and just helping other people with this knowledge and wisdom and these innovations. And so I'm really happy to be part of the maker community with this. But it is, this is the next industrial revolution, but in a more positive light. This 3D printing makes much of old style manufacturing obsolete. So when you have a 3D printer, and I'm going to be publishing a chart shortly, I think tomorrow, with my top recommended 3D printers and my editor's choice award of the top one.
Okay.
But once you have a 3D printer, you are able to print out at home all these amazing objects that have practical functions. And what I designed here are parts that you can use in a container, like a bin, mm-hmm. to grow food. And what's really amazing about it is that I designed these parts around common objects. I mentioned this to you before on your show, the pencil eraser, a paper clip,
right.
Garden hose, rubber washer, and a vitamin bottle. You actually use the vitamin bottle as the float.
Oh, cool.
It attaches to this object. And that, you know, the buoyancy of the vitamin bottle, it enables this to control the water level in your grow bin, which feeds your plants while leaving an air gap that the plants need for what's called root specialization. This is a special adaptation of plant roots in non-circulating hydroponic systems, and it replaces the need for air pumps in your water systems. So anybody out there who has done aquaponics or hydroponics, you know normally you need very complex circulation pumps and oxygen diffusing pumps, especially if you have fish in an aquaponic system. You got to keep them alive with air in the water.
Right.
Well, this system does not need any of those. So the immediate application is, not only can it work everywhere in the world, including third world nations, developing nations, it can also work, Robert, in war zones and after natural disasters. And if there's an EMP attack on America, you know, if North Korea manages to nuke some city, as they say they will, but they probably can't. But if they did, you could grow food after a nuke attack using this system with no power grid. So this is the ultimate prepper, survivalist, plus, you know, school children and developing nations system for growing food.
Mike, I think about all of the things we've been doing for years, talking about on the air and sometimes behind the scenes that you've gone through, you've written about and published on. You know, even things like the EMP pulse weapons, for instance, that would take out the grid. And I love seeing that all of those things that you do, that you never forget them, they never get discarded and thrown away, because all of this goes into the thinking, I can imagine, as you're putting this together to say, what do we really need? You know,
yes.
If we're looking at a future that could be markedly different than one we've grown up in. And I just love seeing those pieces of the puzzle come together. But what a mind, as I said, it makes me tired thinking about all the things you're doing to put this all together.
Well, I knew that I needed to put my effort and time to use in creating some practical solutions. You know, it's one thing to to be an activist or mm-hmm. a critic or an author, investigative journalist, whatever. And those are really important roles. And I've enjoyed playing those roles. I shouldn't say playing, you know, exploring.
I know what you mean, though, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not theater. It's real work. But I realized that I needed to contribute some practical solutions that I could put into people's hands, something that the world did not have but people needed. And I began to read about peak food. You know, food production is falling around the world. The city of Sao Paulo in Brazil has run out of water. The taps are off. There's no water. 20 million people have no water. The droughts in California destroying the food crops there. We've got food prices skyrocketing. We've got, you know, the ports were shut down for a while, halting a lot of food imports. We've got supply lines that are difficult. Look, people need the ability to grow and produce their own food, save their own seeds, and even grow their own medicine. And this is the solution that I set my mind to helping make it real, to put it into their hands. And it just so happened that 3D printing was just emerging. I mean, the timing was perfect. The printers that have just come out in the last couple of months that can do this. I mean, literally, you couldn't have done this a year ago. Impossible. But now you can. And so the timing is perfect. It's available now for those listening. If you want this, go to foodrising.org. Download the parts. Watch the do-it-yourself videos. Make these systems for yourself. And grow your food for pennies. It's amazing.
Yeah, and people can do what you've done now with this open source, that, you know, they can also, you know, look to take donations to help defray the costs of the parts, as well to donate to local churches and schools, so it can kind of mushroom. Instead of one person doing it, you could have thousands, and imagine what that can do in bringing that power to grow back to the people.
Well, that's exactly right. We specifically, with this release, I have rejected the corporate monopolization model that says, you know, you have to keep everything monopolized and try to profit from it. I don't believe that model is sustainable for humanity. I think the new model and what I've followed for this is to have individual, decentralized, innovative people, inventors, who are willing to create ideas and share them with the world for free, with the hope that others will then improve on those. And of course, this is what the entire open source movement is in software, and the open source movement has brought us amazing innovation in computers and software. And much of the 3D printing industry is also open source, not all of it, but quite a bit of it. So I made a conscious decision to say, let's put these parts out there. And by the way, Robert, this is only one invention of five major inventions that I'm releasing this year.
Very
exciting. So I got four more coming up. Each one of these is revolutionary in its own way and is very, very practical. You'll be able to print it yourself and use it, and it will improve the quality of your life quite dramatically.
Well, Mike, I say thanks a lot to you, but I really thank you as well. You're making my job easier as I go out and travel and communicate this message, because I've been talking about these things for years, as you know, and particularly, you know, in an early part of every one of my lectures, it goes into grow food. Here's what we got to do. And still, there are a lot of folks that it's a daunting task, a little intimidating. And now I have an easy point to look at this open source 3D printed technology. You can either buy it or get a printer and print it yourself. And you can start this right now. You can take this to your kid's school or church group right now. And so it's taking that level of, necessity, if you will, on what we need to do and making it all the more practical.
That's right. And it also establishes the simple truth, which is that we can feed the world through through decentralized food production practices like this. We don't have to have big mega corporations and genetic engineering and the chemical contamination of our farmlands to feed the world. That is a myth. The real solution is this, is having individual families of people and churches, community centers, schools, producing their own food inexpensively. Right there, right on their balcony, or in their yard, or on a rooftop in a city, you can produce enormous quantities of food for very low cost. I mean, some of this food that you grow in the system, it could be 1/20th to 1/50th the cost of the same food purchased at the grocery store.
Yeah, not to be overly political, but there's some Democrats who are going to be very upset by this.
Why is that?
Well, the whole idea that only a centralized bureaucracy can solve the world's problems and can feed the poor. That's the concept. You're taking over and eliminating their monopoly, because you're talking about something that's monopoly free, and government loves monopoly and grants monopoly, and it is in many cases monopoly to use force, and you're basically taking much of their constituency perhaps and saying, hey, you can grow your own food and stop relying on a government that really isn't serving your needs.
Well, exactly. In fact, much of the food aid that the United States gives to other countries is, in effect, a scam, because what you need to do is give those people the technology to grow their own food.
Yeah.
Instead of just giving them bags of rice and genetically modified corn, most of the food aid is actually designed to help the U.S. agricultural sector rather than to help the people that you're giving the food to. Mm-hmm. You know, teach a man to fish, right?
Exactly. Well, it's a form of corporatism, as we talked about, corporate welfare, and it's a gift to the biotech industry when the federal government says we're going to buy all of that food up and send it to places that are hungry or starving, or maybe they include it in the USDA, you know, subsidy through the government school centers or public schools to feed kids. But all of these things can be done locally. We've encouraged the growth of these things in schools through the use of soil, much less if it's not possible. Now there's a new way to go about it, and like I said, I'm so excited and getting confronted in a good way by the school my kids are going to right now to say they got approved and how excited they were. I'm telling you, man, this is just thrilling. It's actually happening. It's making it all the more real.
Yeah, you know, someone told me yesterday that we should send one to Michelle Obama. they were saying that, you know, schools across the country could grow their own food with this system. Well, yeah, of course they can. I don't know that Michelle could help us do that, but the real answer.
Hold on, stand by, Mike. Hold that thought. I realize we're up against the break here. We're going to wrap up the hour with Mike Adams, foodrising.org. Check it out. Get on the list. We'll tell you how after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Scott Bell Show.
Of course, all the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including foodrising.org, the big press release we've also republished to get it out to further the efforts of the Health Ranger here with all of us to bring the power to grow back to you wherever you are. And, Mike, are there available donation slots, so to speak? If we get more people, more schools, more homeschool groups or church groups that want to get one of these systems donated, do we have a few slots left?
Yes, yes, we do. We have over 100 slots left, maybe 140 or something in that range.
Okay.
So, we welcome donation requests from schools, homeschools, churches, and community centers. And when you request a donation, and the instructions are on foodrising.org, you get this system free of charge, shipped to you with the ultra plant food fertilizer, as well as the entire bin, the float valves, everything. You actually get two float valves. One is 3D printed, and one is a commercial float valve, so you can compare the two.
Now, you said originally, and I apologize for not being up to speed on this, that you might need a paper clip or something that you'll have to supply, or has that changed since then?
We've included that.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so you're covering it all.
Yeah, we include a pencil eraser, a paper clip, a garden hose, washer, and the vitamin bottle.
Nice.
So you don't really have to gather up anything except, obviously, you need water, you're going to need your own seeds, and you need to have, you know, sunlight for it to grow.
All right. Well, excellent. Now, tell me about, real quick, we got a couple of minutes left, the Ultra Plant Food Fertilizer. Any interesting stories about prepping that into reality?
Oh. Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I run an atomic spectrometry laboratory, and one of the things I did last year was I tested a lot of fertilizers for heavy metals, and I found some pretty crazy levels of lead in some off-the-shelf fertilizers that I bought at, like, hardware stores.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty alarmed about that. Did a lot of testing, found a lot of variation. I decided that if I was going to sell a grow system and donate a grow system and give out do-it-yourself videos, I needed to also give people a source of really ultra-clean, low-heavy metals plant food, so I developed that. Using the lab, I tested, I don't know, dozens of sources of raw materials from around the world and, of course, avoided China. But to make a long story short, we ended up developing a what's called an ultra-clean, super plant food line of formulas that dissolve in water, and they're based on ingredients from the cleanest places in the world, such as Sweden and Canada, the United States, Germany, Israel, other places. Different ingredients come from different places, and they're ultra pure. In fact, I just did one more lab test yesterday, and I found that even though the state of Texas, for example, allows up to 300 parts per million of lead in fertilizers.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
300. It's huge. Well, the formula that I developed clocks in at 0.3 parts per million lead. So it is what is that, 1/1,000th?
Yeah, less. Significantly less. I think it's well within what might be considered in our environment very, very clean.
Yes, and in addition, we enhanced all the formulas with extra zinc and extra selenium, which, as you know, is an anti-cancer nutrient.
Oh, yeah. No, and then the most depleted of the nutrients almost in the soils everywhere, and that's a big problem as we see in disease manifestation around the world and even here in the United States.
Yep, and we have an ultra-clean calcium and ultra-clean magnesium that go together. Calcium is very commonly contaminated with lead,
right?
So it's hard to find clean calcium. And if you get calcium from China, you know, forget it. It's going to be Lead City, and you're eating lead. But I wanted to be able to create a system where people could grow food that they would juice for healing. And they could literally grow their own anti-cancer formulas. And, yes, I can say that because I'm not selling supplement. I'm selling fertilizer that people use to grow their own anti-cancer herbs and plants. So, you know, the FDA
cannot
stop my free speech on this issue.
Right. We won't need to contact Jonathan Emord.
No, not today.
Yeah, but we love and appreciate him as well.
Yes,
this is cool. And real quick, about a minute left, the growing of these plants, how many plants can grow on a unit at any given time?
Well, we ship the donation comes with either a 9-hole lid that grows 9 heads of lettuce or a 6-hole lid that grows six lettuce bunches or 6 herbs, such as basil, oregano, peppermint, you know, thyme, things like that.
Okay.
We also have them in 4-hole configurations and 2-hole configurations to grow larger plants like tomatoes, cucumbers, zucchini even.
Nice.
So there's all kinds of things you can grow in the system. Strawberries are a big favorite as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Love those. Had those for the birthday last night as well. And, Mike, thank you for the birthday greeting. It was very funny. I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome, and happy birthday.
Of course, we've got Jeffrey Smith from the Health Freedom Summit this last weekend. Next hour, we'll catch you up to speed on all the GMO happenings and how to roll it back. And Mike Adams, thank you. God bless you, my friend. Doing extraordinary work.
Thank you, Robert. Great to be on your show.
All right, everybody. The power to heal really is yours, and grow too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body. body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.